Happy holidays. This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron.
I would like to say I love your program on the internet, and Merry Christmas to all of the students at Archbishop Like St. Timothy's School in Cleveland, Ohio, especially Homeroom 14. Woohoo! Merry Christmas!
Woohoo! Homeroom 14 in the house! Merry Christmas to everybody at Archbishop Like St. Timothy's School in Cleveland from me, too. Today, we're going to focus on Christmas in South America. Christmas is celebrated in a religious way by most South American Christians. The manger, or presepio, is the central theme there. Sometimes a whole room is devoted to the scene, with hills and trees, and of course little buildings and little people. You might see shepherds washing their sheep and the baby Jesus, the wise men crossing the desert, even electric trains. I don't remember them in the story. And ships on the sea. In some places with a large native population, the figures are hand-carved in a style that is centuries old. Processions often go around villages acting out the events surrounding the Christ child's birth. This episode is coming out on December 16th, which is appropriate because it's a significant day throughout South America. For Catholics in Chile and Colombia, it begins the novena, which is 9 days of fasting and prayer before Christmas. In Venezuela, families bring out their nativity scenes and put them on prominent display in their living rooms. It's also when daily church services begin in Venezuela, with many people in Caracas roller skating to the service. I mentioned that in the summer, and I had to mention it again. It's cool. Colombia does begin their Christmas celebration earlier than that, though, on December 7th, with Dia de las Velitas, or Day of the Candles, where candles and paper lanterns are put out everywhere at night to celebrate the Immaculate Conception, which is observed on December 8th. When Colombians finish their novena on Christmas Eve at midnight, presents are opened, and the partying goes on until dawn Christmas morning, with fireworks in the skies. January 6th used to be a big day to give gifts, but has faded recently, although godparents still often give gifts then. Brazil focuses on family and has many customs from Europe, especially Portugal. Between Christmas Eve and January 6th, processions go through many traditional areas singing Christmas carols for the baby Jesus and the three kings. If you go to the cities of the South, though, you'll find a more familiar celebration if you're from America. There are plenty of lights on the house, a Christmas tree, cards and gifts, and a focus on Christmas Eve and day. Now, I may get the name of this city wrong. Is it Cuenca, Ecuador? Anyway, they have a pageant that culminates on Christmas Eve with a day-long parade illustrating the journey Mary and Joseph took to Bethlehem, complete with the guiding star, angels, the three kings, shepherds, and tons of costumed kids. It finishes with the Niño being taken to the local church for Christmas services. In Bolivia, Christmas is mostly a harvest festival, with people celebrating Mother Earth, thanking her for a good harvest and asking for blessings on their harvest next year. In some places, Santa Claus or St. Nicholas comes. In others, he's Papa Noel or Father Christmas. In Chile, Santa climbs through a window to put out the gifts. He's often called Viejo Pascuero, Old Man Christmas. In some places in South America, he'll climb a ladder. In others, he might use a trampoline. In Ecuador, children write to the Christ Child, put out their shoes on Christmas Eve, and wake up to find noise-making toys for their Christmas celebration. In Argentina, children will leave straw by their beds and wake up to find the Magi have left them gifts. You know what? We've just scratched the surface, and if you go to the show notes, you can delve deeper into South American Christmas. You'll find them by going to mychristmasstocking.net. The featured song this time is a Latin American version of See Amid the Winter's Snow. What can I say? I like irony. amid the winter's snow. All right, it's not like they don't have snow in South America, but they don't have it at Christmas time. They have it when we have summertime in America. That's the Mambo Folk. You can find all the music information in the show notes, and you can get there by going to mychristmasstocking.net. I would love to hear from you. You can call 206-984-1070, 206-984-1070, or email me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net, topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Top Elf and My Christmas Stocking are all one word. Don't put a hyphen in there. It won't work. Mark in Little Rock, Arkansas emailed me there with a question about the song It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. You know, I love the Steve Lawrence version. Anyway, he's curious about the line, there'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. You know, Mark, I'm glad you asked. I will read your email and answer your question by focusing on one of my favorite ghost stories next time. I'm Lee Cameron. Don't be as scared as I am about how close Christmas is. Just relax with me next time in the Christmas Stocking.